الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وأنفقوا مما رزقناكم من قبل أن يأتي أحدكم الموت فيقول رب لولا أخرتني إلى أجل قريب فأصدق وأكن من الصالحين. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: الخلق عيال الله، فأحب الخلق إلى الله من أحسن إلى عياله، أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Most respected listeners, in these times it is required from a mu'min and a believer that he should show the good side of him, the good side of his Islam, that the teachings that are taught to us by Allah and the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is a very perfect time to advertise Islam, in a sense that we do good, we show kindness, we show mercy to people, so that they can come into the fold of Islam willingly, inshallah. It is through our akhlaq, it is through morally, financially, physically supporting people in these difficult times. And these are the teachings of the Mubarak teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Most respected listeners, it is this time that a person should score. This time that a person should not hold back. This is the time that a person should open his heart, especially to the underprivileged, to the less fortunate. And it is so heartwarming that yesterday there was an article in the paper that in Pietermaritzburg, a prominent, very well-known business has pledged millions of rands. And according to the article, their aim is to get other role players involved, and the target is to get plus minus 500 million. And the objective and reason behind it is to support the smaller businesses so that they in turn can support the staff, the employees. So this is a very good gesture from their side. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us and the lesson and take you from this as well. That in our own city, alhamdulillah, Allah ta'ala has inspired these brothers. And then there was another article where another two prominent businessmen, where they are going on a feeding drive, and many bags of pots of food are being cooked. And likewise, respected listeners around us, there are people, Muslims, alhamdulillah, they have come to the fore. This is one good quality that the Muslims have, the spirit of giving, of generosity. Alhamdulillah, we can see that people can make use of social media in a good way. For example, people on a group, certain shelter groups, lockdown aid groups, they have, where they just, on the group, they say they're in need of long life milk, of bread, of essentials. And people, phenomenally, mashallah, they come to the fore and they contribute, whether in cash, in kind. So this is a very great opportunity for us to spend of our wealth, especially on the less fortunate, especially those who are underprivileged, because there are many households, respected listeners, who are living from hand to mouth, who are below the bread line. And it is a concern, yes, we know that the lockdown has been extended for another 2 weeks. And we as Muslims, respected listeners, we need to reflect. This time of isolation also is for us to reflect and ponder. I read a beautiful saying that to be positive does not mean that you ignore the negative situation. But being positive means to overcome the negative situation. So there are many things, the outlook is that we need to be positive. Even in negativity, we need to be positive. For example, Many of us, alhamdulillah, we wake up in the morning, and by the qasam of Allah, from the time we wake up till we go to sleep, and this entire circle, the cycle, every second, every minute, every hour, every day, every week of our life, we're enjoying countless of ni'mat and bounties from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we should make shukr on these occasions that alhamdulillah, we are enjoying three times meals, we got good clothes to wear, we got a shelter over our house, we got good health, alhamdulillah, we're able to pass urine. So many bounties time does not permit, from start to end, morning to evening. So many bounties a person. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells in the Quran al-Kareem, مَا يَفْعَلَ اللَّهُ بِيَعْذَابِ. What does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have that He wants to punish you if you have these two qualities? إِن شَكَرْتُ وَآمَنْتُمْ. If you make shukr and you are grateful to the bounties of Allah, if a person has to see and analyze every dua after every action, most of the time starts with Alhamdulillah. Whether it is waking up, whether it is after eating, whether it is after coming out and relieving yourself, whether you see another person in sickness, you read to yourself, but loudly in front of that person, Alhamdulillah, الذي آفاني مما ابتلاك به وفضلني على كثير ممن خلق تفضيلا. Yeah, again the word Alhamdulillah is being used. After drinking water, we read Alhamdulillah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves that being that who says Alhamdulillah, أفضل الدعاء Alhamdulillah. The best of du'as is saying Alhamdulillah. So many ni'mats and bounties we are enjoying. So a person should make shukr. And لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. And the more shukr you make, Allah ta'ala will increase us in these bounties, inshaAllah. So respected listeners, as I mentioned, this is the time we need to open our hearts. This is the time that we do not hold back. Yes, we are talking, we mentioned about some prominent business people. Now ask ourselves, what role can we play? Maybe there are people who are scared to go out because of social distancing at the moment. But we also can play a role. For example, we have people working for us. Maybe there are people working in our business who are living from hand to mouth. So now, this is the time, maybe we, inshallah, Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq, we pay them the full salary. There are maybe people, alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala has given them wealth, who own maybe a block of flats or many houses, and they have tenants over there, yeah, again below the breadline, living hand to mouth, making ends meet. So this is the time, respected brothers and sisters, that we forego the rent for that month. A person might think, Malaya is talking something is absurd. No, think and reflect, respected listeners. I'm talking for those people whom Allah Ta'ala has given them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is being kind to them. So this is an opportunity. And think, if that tenant of mine is a non-Muslim, and if you forego that rent, and even better, you even ask if there's anything else I can be of assistance to, wouldn't that leave an impression in his heart? Wouldn't be that advertising of Islam to that person, inshallah, and to that his extended family members? Then we have people working with us at home, those maids. We shouldn't be so cruel and hard-hearted that now we cut off wages. This is the time, no, we give even more. Because she is working for you, but don't realize maybe she has a family, she has children to feed. And now because of unemployment, now they are all dependent on that salary of that maid. Respected listeners, recently Malana Ahmad Suleiman Qattani came to our town, and these words are very vivid before me. And in that talk, he was giving da'wah towards the ijtima, and Maulana brought this one point. He said that we have people working for us, our maids, and very unfortunate, we give them a pittance, or we pay them a salary, and we say, we use this excuse that we don't want to spoil them. So he said, this is not on. And then he gave an example. He said, how many Muslim families, we are talking before the lockdown, how many Muslim families who go during the weekend and they go to exclusive restaurants? We're not talking one night, we're talking every weekend. Maybe sometimes Friday night, maybe Sunday night, or maybe Saturday night, Sunday night. And the bill, if you have to look at the bill that they are paying for themselves and for their families, is equal to the entire amount of money that you are giving to that maid. So respected listeners, so much of wastage, so much of extravagance. This is the time that we pour our hearts out. This is the time that we show mercy. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned the hadith, irhamu man fil ardi, irhamukum man fis sama. Show mercy to those on the earth, the one in the heavens will show mercy to you. Be kind to those on the earth, Allah in the heavens will be kind to you. Man la yarham, la yurham. That person who doesn't show mercy, mercy will not be shown to him. And this mercy comes in different forms. Saying a good word, asking about the conditions, for example, from your maid, from those subordinates, those staff members, those employees, asking about the conditions, giving them a phone call. And we are saving that money. We're not going to the restaurants. Our light bills, water bills, inshallah, will come less than usual. Respected brothers and sisters, the light bills I'm talking regarding our businesses, because it's closed. So the money that we are saving, can't we now reuse that wealth and channel it in a better way? And this is a great form of sadaqah. We don't realize the power of sadaqah. There was an incident of a person from Egypt, and all his arteries were blocked or clogged. And he went to the doctor, specialist, they told him that we can't do anything, but you can go to Germany. There is a top doctor over there. Maybe through his hands, Allah Ta'ala will grant you shifa. So this person from Cairo or Egypt, he went to Germany, went to see this doctor. And the doctor echoed the same sentiments of the doctor of Egypt and told him, I can't do anything, unfortunately. You have come so far, but I'm sad to give you this news that your veins are almost closed, and your arteries are clogged, and you've got very little chance of you living. So this person, this Muslim, told the doctor, okay, I will go back home. Since you are telling me that I've only got a few days left, let me go and spend that time with my family members. Let me ask for forgiveness from those around me and die a respectable death, maybe in my house. So he goes back to Cairo. Respect listeners, on one occasion, this person was being passed a butcher, and scraps of bone, the meat was falling from this butcher, and then he saw a lady that going to grab the scraps of meat and his bones. So he stopped, he approached his lady, he asked, oh lady, what are you doing? So she said, I am taking this for my children, because for the past 2 years, we haven't eaten a good meal. We are just living on the scraps of meat. So that person has affected. He was a well-to-do person. So he summoned the butcher And in front of this lady, he told his butcher, look here, I'm striking a deal with you, that weekly this lady will come to you, and she will take meat from you, and whatever the amount is, I'm giving you 1 year up front. 1 year up front of whatever meat she's going to take for an entire year. SubhanAllah. Respected listeners, it is mentioned, after this incident, this man comes back home. The daughter looks at the father. He says, oh my father, you are looking very, very radiant. You are looking very, very different. You're looking more healthier. It seems as though Allah Ta'ala has made some decision in your favor. So, it is mentioned, this same person goes back to Germany. The German doctor examines him, looks at him, takes all the tests, necessary tests, and he's looking stunned. He said, which hospital do you go to? He said, I never went to any hospital. He said, what medication have you taken? He said, I never take any medication. He said, this is something unbelievable, because all your arteries are opened up. And it is as if though you had no problem at all. He said, tell me what was the solution? He thought about and reflected. And he said, this is the sadaqah that I have given for that woman. Because after giving that sadaqah, that woman made dua for him. He said, oh Allah, fulfill whatever needs this person has. Oh Allah, keep him with afiyat. Oh Allah, grant him good health. SubhanAllah. Through the barakat of the sadaqah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted him relief. So we don't understand the power, what a effective tool it is. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that no calamity, musibat, afat can surpass sadaqah. Another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, treat your sick people with sadaqah. Sadaqah is such thing that will cool the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It will avert and repel all types of afat, musibat, parishani, calamities. So, daily on a daily basis, our ulama explain, give sadaqah. And give it to those around you, those maids that are working for you, those boys, employees that are working for you, maybe from the indigenous background, the less fortunate, give them sadaqah as well. So this is free advertising for us, respected listeners. So, as I mentioned also, we need to make a lot of shukr. Now, the incidents were mentioned here regarding a prominent businessman or couple of businessmen in our area. And like there's so many other people who have come to the fore. And they didn't did their part as well. At least we can make that intention, inshallah. If Allah had given us, well, we also could have done the same thing. In the time of the Bani Israel, where there was famine and drought, and he was a person, he wasn't rich. And he saw heaps of sand. He made his intention, oh Allah, if only all these heaps of sand will be transformed, changed into grain, and given this grain a sadaqah. When this person passed away, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made his maghfirat. And Allah Ta'ala granted him all that sawab because of that intention. SubhanAllah. Respected listeners, Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullahi, someone asked him, which music sounds are evil in Islam? Which music sounds are haram in Islam? SubhanAllah, what a jawab he gave. He said, the sound of those spoons clattering in those pots of the rich homes and the unfortunate, less fortunate, or the underprivileged poor people around are listening to those sounds. This goes against the teaching of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that a person eats to his fill, but yet his neighbor is staying hungry. Neighbors can be extended to the people around us. Those people who are staying in those John Dons or in those squatter camps, in the Shabif, wherever it may be. So we also can play our part. We also can extend our hand, show mercy from our side. As I mentioned, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, irhamu man fil ard, yarhamukum man fis sama. Show mercy to those people on the earth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will show mercy to you. And sadaqah is such, sadaqah will never decrease your wealth. But the qasam of Allah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, ma naqasa malu sadaqatin, that giving wealth, a sadaqah will never decrease your wealth. In fact, if a person has a yaqeen, that wealth will increase inshaAllah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Razzaq. And it surprises me that when, before the lockdown, how many people were queuing in the supermarkets, in the hypers, fearing now we have to stockpile. Go now, respected listeners, Allah ta'ala is still a provider. There is still food on the shelves. There is still essentials that are available. We are stockpiling. What about us stockpiling for the year after? Stockpiling for the grief. Respected listeners, this is a time that we extend our hands. We show the mercy. We show the true beauty of Islam. One occasion, when I used Patel Sahib Rahmatullahi in the Ulama Bayan, and we were talking about being kind to the people around you, and this will win them towards Islam. So he said, I'm not saying this out of pride, out of fakhr, but tahdith and ni'mat, out of the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, every maid that came to work for me, we don't know how what numbers, maybe 5, 6, or 7 maids, every maid that came, they came with kufr. But when they left his house, they left with the noor of iman. This is an akhlaq we need to show, respected brothers, respected sisters. This is the time we can win people towards the deen of Islam. This is not the time we hold back and we cut off wages. Oh, now we demand our tenants, they must pay up. No, this is the time that we show mercy. This is the time we show the beauty of Islam. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, Al-Khalqu iyalullah, the entire creation is the family of Allah. فَأَحَبُّ الْخَلْقِ إِلَى اللَّهِ, and the most beloved Allah Ta'ala's creation, مَنْ أَحْسَنَ إِلَىٰ إِيَالِهِ, is that person who shows ihsan, favors, goodness, kindness, mercy towards Allah Ta'ala's creation. I saw a beautiful message the other day. The message says, dear world, how is the lockdown? Dear world, how is the lockdown? And in the bottom, from the people of Gaza. They in perpetual lockdown. Another message I saw, he said in Italy, the last 2 months, they went through hell, in inverted commas hell. And this won the sympathy of the entire world. But our brothers and sisters in Syria, for the last 9 years, they have been through hell. And the entire world's eyes did not open up. Subhanallah. So we need to make dua. Think of those people in Gaza. Our brothers, our sisters in Syria, in Kashmir, in Rohingya. Yes, the need is there. Don't wait for the month of Ramadan. Yes. If Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq, the month of Ramadan, give sadaqah. The best sadaqah is given the month of Ramadan. But the need now, respected listeners, is to give now. To give the people around us. And may Allah reward those who are actually involved in these feeding schemes. Collecting kain or cash and distributing the people around us. So this is the time we show the mercy, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that person who shows mercy, Allah Ta'ala will show mercy to him. Also we are in lockdown. We have so much of time at home. This is the earnest appeal to everyone that's going to listen to this, that the months of winter are coming. And we got time. Now go, each person, the husband, the wife, the mature children, go to their cupboards and see, dig into those cupboards. And definitely, you will find there so many extra garments you have. So many extra clothes you will have. So let us do some spring cleaning. Gather all those extra clothes, those extra shoes that we got. And let us make it easy for those people who are collecting it or for distribution, that we parcel it accordingly. For example, men's clothes, we put it in one box or in a packet, a strong packet. Then ladies' clothes in another packet. Then boys' clothes in another packet or in a box. Girls' clothes, children's clothes, we separate it. The months of winter are coming. So isn't this opportunity for us to spend in kind? And as long as one thread or one piece of cotton or that material that remains on the body of that person is going to wait, you're going to get sawab till the day of Qiyamah. So as I mentioned, give out our sadaqah. Whether it is every day we give little, little. And uplift those around us. Especially those who are working for us. Do not take advantage of the situation. And very, very unfortunate, we have cases where businessmen, I'm generalizing, businessmen are inflating the prices. This is cruel, unethical. This is a time, in fact, we should lower the prices. Show our mercy. So that people who can't afford it will be able to afford that much by lowering our prices. So alhamdulillah. So in these times, we need to look at the positives as well. And as I mentioned, positivity does not mean that we ignore the negativity. Positivity means that we try to overcome the negativity. So, in these trying times, now the lockdown has been extended, so this is the time that we open our hearts. Do not put a lock on our bank accounts, or on our wallets, or in our pockets. This is the time that we spend freely around us, and show the beauty of Islam. And wallah, the sadaqah that you are giving, we are not doing it for name and fame. The ayat of the Quran al-Kareem, إِنَّمَا نُطْعِمُكُمْ لِوَجْهِ اللَّهِ, that we are feeding you, or we are giving you, whatever it may be, for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the ayat I mentioned in the beginning, that, O people, give of that sadaqah, وَأَنْفِقُوا, spend of that wealth, which Allah ta'ala has given you, before maut comes. أَيَّأْتِ أَحَدَكُمْ الْمَوْتِ. And at that time you'll say, فَيَقُولَ رَبِّي لَوْلَا أَخَرْتَنِي لَا أَجَلٍ قَرِيبٍ. If, oh Allah, you've given me respite, if you've given me extension in my life, فَأَصَدَّقْ, so I could have made sadaqah, دَلْ خِيرَات, فَأَكُمْ مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ, and be amongst those people who are pious. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, the best sadaqah is given when a person, he is in good health, وَأَنْتَ صَحِيحٌ, and you got that wealth, وَأَنْ تَخْشَ الْفَقْرِ, and you're fearing poverty, you're fearing that my wealth will diminish. Yeah, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, you're fearing that wealth from your side. But actually, that wealth that you're giving, you're depositing it in the account of Akhirat. And whatever good deed you do, Allah Ta'ala will multiply it minimum 10 times. Up to 700 times. Wallahu da'ifun liman yasha, and Allah Ta'ala can increase in more than that. So respected brothers and listeners, so as I mentioned, go to our cupboards, do some spring cleaning. Let us take out those clothes, and during the winter time, if the need is now, we give it now. But during the time of winter will be the month of Ramadan, so even better, we got that to give out for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this will cool the anger of Allah. This will remove all types of bala. all there is a musibat. So this is not the time to exploit those who are working for us, to be hard on them. No, this is the time that we open our hearts. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.